Hello and welcome back for another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
And I'm Ron.
Okay, Mom. Ron couldn't be with us today. He's back at work trying to catch up from a month of shooting and scuba diving, and summer is over and everybody's back in school. But anyway, I'm Jean Marie.
And collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are going to speak once again with Sheila regarding cesarean sections, otherwise known as C-sections. Sheila is the mother of three and is joining us from Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, guys. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming back on the show.
You're welcome.
To start us off, Sheila, what exactly is a cesarean section?
A cesarean birth, or a C-section, is a surgical procedure used to bring babies into the world. The decision to deliver surgically is made by a woman's healthcare team, and based on the need for safety for the woman and or the baby. If harm to the woman or child is a great possibility, if we just leave it to nature and have a vaginal birth. The baby is removed via surgical incisions through the abdomen and uterus.
Okay, and like you mentioned, there are many reasons why a medical team might choose to perform a surgical cesarean birth. Women may end up needing a C-section after being in labor for maybe over 24 hours.
I would just beg for one then.
Yeah, then you're just like, wow, yeah. Make it stop. Or if the stress to the baby is too high, and some will be determined to be at risk because of the baby's positioning. For example, if the baby is presenting sideways or breech, upside down. And some may be done because the placenta is blocking the cervix, so the baby actually can't pass through the vaginal canal for birth.
Right. That's right, Jean. And in the United States, a third, that's a large percentage in my opinion, a third of all deliveries are by C-section. I have a feeling that there are many births that are predetermined to be by cesarean as opposed to natural vaginal birth. For instance, the baby's size might be determined to be too large to exit through the vagina. But that's not what happened with you, right, Sheila?
Yeah, that's correct. Both pregnancies, my 11-year-old now and my twins were preterm for various complications. So that's why I had to have C-sections for both.
Okay. So were you awake during the procedure? I know it's major surgery, but they do knock you out, right? So you're not like feeling them cutting you or whatever?
It's kind of like twilight a little. I mean, you know, I definitely didn't feel anything.
Okay.
Maybe in the beginning, maybe some pulling in my abdomen area as they were, you know, getting the babies out, but nothing, no pain.
I mean, I get put out just to go to the dentist for a cleaning, so I think I would be begging to be put out for...
And I guess neither... My sister nor I were born via C-section?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You just popped out and waved and say, I'm back.
Yeah, I actually, I'm sure that's what happened. I said, I'm back? Yeah. Where was I the first time and what happened? Oh, it sounds like we'll have to ask her a little bit more about that later.
Yeah.
Wow. Sheila, what would you say was the worst part of having the cesarean section?
Maybe just the recovery. I mean, the actual procedure.
Okay.
Like I said, was not, I didn't feel any pain, but afterwards, just the pain once all the medication has worn off.
Sure.
It does take a while to heal from that.
Okay. And yeah, and they say your core is so important, and I'm assuming when they're cutting through, then you're, you know, they're cutting through muscle, and that would be, yeah, that would be a tough recovery.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'd say the...
I'm just picturing, do they cut through the muscle or do they separate the muscle?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. But we know that the recovery, it was tough. And it has to be especially tough because you're, with with Rishi, you were actually at home with
what?
Him.
She had C-section at home?
No. She had a C-section, right? And then you bring the baby home, and you're caring for a baby while recovering from major surgery.
Right.
That's got to be...
That would be hard.
Okay. It is tougher, yeah.
No, I know that they gave you some kind of anesthesia, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like
do you feel the contractions?
I did not feel any contractions.
Okay. Yeah. Were you in labor at all?
No.
Okay, so they just did that right away, so there was no labor.
No, there was no labor.
Okay.
Okay, and you know this one is from, this next question is for me because I've never delivered a baby. So do you feel like the cesarean section or the C-section took away the joy of childbirth? As joyous as hours and hours of labor can be.
Right.
You know what? There are some things that I feel like I missed out on by not having a natural birth. But when I look at all the positives, like just making sure that it helped to keep my baby safe, I don't feel that it's, you know, it doesn't bother me that much. I would rather have my babies be born safe than have them, you know, born naturally and have complications. So,
sure,
I don't
absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. So when I look at it that way, I don't feel bad. I mean, there's a lot of people that say, "Oh, you know, you should have," you know, they have the opinion that you should always go with a natural birth. But in my situation, that wasn't possible. So it's just one of those things.
I mean, when it's when it's dangerous, then you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Were there, like Jean was saying, they have to cut through the muscle of the abdomen and things, so are there a lot of restrictions afterwards because of the surgery part?
I mean, the main thing was I wasn't allowed to drive for like 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
After surgery.
Sheila. And with the twins being in the hospital, that must have been horrible.
Yeah, just to rely on someone for a ride every time. But, I mean, right away, this whole C-section thing is, it's so, so precise now. Everyone is so up to date on what needs to be done. Once you're done with once you've had your C-section, all the nurses that I came in contact with, were very good about making sure that making sure that they explained what needs to be done, what to expect, you know, that I needed to try and get up as soon as possible after having this to make sure I keep moving. It was just I felt like the hospital I was at was very good about helping me through all of this and making sure that
Is that because you already went through it once? Are you talking about the second time? Or is it both times you think that it was pretty comfortable and easy and well orchestrated and you felt safe?
Yeah, I think overall with both pregnancies, yes. But I definitely with my second pregnancy, I felt like there was more knowledge and it just made everything go smoother.
Sure,
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, going back to when you were delivering, was the father allowed in the delivery room? Was anybody else who wasn't on the team to deliver the babies, was anyone else allowed in the room?
Yes. So Mike would have been allowed to come into the room, but he is very squeamish, so he didn't. But they allow the father to come in. And
so if he would have gone in there, then they would have needed a gurney for him too, right?
Yes, they would have had another patient.
Right. I could picture that.
Yeah, with the twins, my sister-in-law Linda came in with me, so that was good. It was good support for me, and then I got to see the babies after. I got to hold them just very briefly.
Okay.
That
was my next question. Oh, so you got to see them and hold them briefly. Were you able, I'm just curious, were you able to nurse the babies right away?
So once the babies were born, they were taken right to the NICU.
Okay, and, yeah, they were really tiny.
Yeah.
They probably weren't even eating, right?
No, so they were, and this would be for Rishi as well, when he was born as well, it was,
okay.
He was taken to the NICU as well. But they took the baby to the NICU, and within like 2 or 3 hours, I had a lactation specialist come in and work with me on pumping to get my.
So it was pretty quick.
Right, but that's not the same as nursing.
No,
so
but
the babies,
it's,
no. I just heard that there was a recent study that said babies that nurse during the first hour have the best chances for everything.
If
they can't eat, they can't eat.
Right, and they probably have the best chance by being
in the NICU.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Yeah, so, I mean, they had their feeding set up through their lines already, but mine was, well, it would just be supplemental.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Were you nervous during the surgery that the doc? Well,
go ahead.
I'm just wondering. Nervous that the doctor might accidentally cut the baby? I mean, I know it would worry me.
No, I had maybe too much confidence that I felt like they knew what they were doing, so it didn't scare me as such. So no, I didn't worry too much about that. No.
All right. I mean, I worry about strange things, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean,
that's probably why I haven't knocked me out when I clean my teeth.
It makes sense to worry about that. I don't know. It wasn't something I had thought about right then, but I don't know. I felt like they explained everything really well to me, so I was prepared.
That's great. Yeah.
That did help.
Okay.
All right. And then you couldn't drive for quite a while, right?
Yeah, about 6 weeks, I think it was.
Okay.
And were you able to hold the baby? Were you able to lift the baby? You know, like I know sometimes they have restrictions on weight or whatever. Were you able to hold the baby anyway?
Yes, yeah. So the, I'm sure even with baby being more heavier than mine, but I think you're still able to hold them. In my case, yeah, they would put a pillow in front of me on my lap, kind of covering my belly a little, and then I was able to hold the baby.
Okay.
Sheila, what are some of the risks associated with having a C-section?
Well, being that it requires anesthesia, and anesthesia of any kind has its own complications.
Sure.
It's uncommon, but some women have complained extreme headaches in the days following an epidural or a spinal block.
Sure.
And then other risks that come with a C-section may include blood clots, excessive blood loss, infections, or depression.
Oh, well, yeah, sure, with the hormonal change. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. And I guess adhesions.
Yeah. Right. Yes, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Compared to a vaginal birth, I guess infection at the surgical site itself would be the most worrisome, right?
Yeah, just making sure that it heals correctly.
Did you have any problem with that, with the surgical site healing?
No, it was actually it healed pretty well.
Okay.
Good.
It just took a while, but it's just, other than it being tender, it healed really well.
Okay. And we spoke with you earlier this year about your preemies and what a long and hard road it's been for all of you. Did you have any complications right after the C-section yourself?
No, not really. I mean, I felt like I healed pretty well and everything seemed fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is good because I couldn't deal with much more after that.
Right. Are you able to sport a bikini out there by the pool?
Not.
Or is it?
Did they do a bikini cut?
No, I don't usually. So no, I don't think it really affects much.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So one complication from a C-section are adhesions, and adhesions are groups of scar tissue that builds up on the internal organs at the surgical site. Now I know that this had come up for you only recently?
Yes. After, it's been 5 years now since I had the twins.
After 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to actually discuss adhesions for another episode. I don't want to overwhelm the listeners with too much outside of the actual birthing process, but adhesions are a possible side effect of a C-section, so we thought we'd throw that in there. Is there anything else that our listeners might want to know about a C-section?
I mean, it's kind of like a normal run-of-the-mill kind of procedure now, so it's
sure.
I feel like there's not as much risk with having it done now. I mean, overall, it was an okay experience. Anyone would rather have a natural birth, but sometimes that's just not possible. And this is a good option and a safe option for the baby and for the mom as well. So
right, and you have three beautiful and amazing children as a result, and we miss them all.
Yeah.
Miss you guys and miss them dearly. I want to thank you. Oh, thank you. I want to thank you for coming back on again for today's show, and apologize for any background noises of puppies in the studio today that you may have heard.
Yes, thank you, Sheila. We look forward to speaking with you again in the near future about those nasty adhesions.
Thank you. Sounds good, and thanks for having
me. Thanks. Enjoy the great weather.
If our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast.
Please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Until next time.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.